Starting November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM begins its first funding drive. What this means is you, the listener, can donate to improve CITR's quality. But that's not all. Your donation gets you loads of CITR swag.
A $25 donation gets you one friends card and one CD. $45 donations gets you two friends cards and two CDs. A $60 donation gets you one friends card, two CDs, and one t-shirt. For those of you highfalutin CITR listeners, a $101.90 donation gets you two friends cards, three CDs, one CITR shirt, and one limited edition CITR shirt designed by local indie artists Danny Vashon and Andy Dixon. A $150 donation gets you two friends cards, five CDs, one CITR shirt or bag, and one limited edition t-shirt. And a $250 donation gets you two friends cards, 10 CDs, two CITR shirts or bags, and two limited edition CITR t-shirts.
So please tune in to CITR 101.9 FM's very first fun drive, starting Friday, November 10th to the 24th. A real hood wouldn't be that pretty. I ain't here for no problems. The beef is less biting and more sloppy.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I will be your host for the next hour or so. That was The Cure. Yes. Why? Just because I felt like it. Off of the classic album Faith, which has been remastered and repackaged into this super fancy, super expensive, but really cool nonetheless, kind of new thing. Words not working. That song was called Primary. My brain is totally dead right now just because I have term papers. Lots of term papers due in not a lot of time, but I will still do this radio show. I will still get through it because I have priorities and I love you guys a lot. Yes? Words not really working. What do I have today? I have tickets to give away for a show, but I don't want to tell you what that show is just yet because I want you guys to keep listening. And as always, I always have lots of new stuff and a bit of old stuff to play for you today. What did I want to start off with today? I wanted to play The Transmitters. One, I haven't played them in quite a while. And two, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've kind of been lying low for a while. Not really lying low. They've been recording, and you probably haven't heard a lot from them just because they've been busy with other things and recording and stuff. But they are playing a show. Is this month November? Yes. Yes, it is. They are playing a show kind of at the end of this month, Thursday, November 23rd at the Morrissey. And the Morrissey is actually, they're doing that show because it's going to be the Morrissey's 7th anniversary. And there is no cover that night. So it's free, which is always awesome, and there's going to be a DJ showdown, there's going to be food, drinks, and awards, crazy awards. It should be fun times had by all. Yes. Huh. I'm going to play The Transmitters now and not talk anymore, because it's not going to go anywhere good.
dilute Shibari, cold noodles and hot sake. The Mistress Bar in Roppongi is the place for Japanese hardcore. Not the kind you're gonna find at the record store. Not the kind designed for the kind-hearted. Do not catch go, do not get bail. Go directly to Osaka jail, where you get locked or drunk under the table. For just under 10,000 yen, you can visit hell and come back again for the process of hurting and healing. Cake and candle wax dessert, it's not fun till someone gets hurt. Who's the next to get hung from the ceiling? So if you want rewards and consequence, then got the cool and unusual punishments. Get on your knees for Japanese instruction. Rope and cigarette burns, forget about any health concerns. This is pure assisted self-destruction. Bottoms up on helping hands, I'll tie you up. One bad deed surely deserves another. Bruised from bamboo caning, coming home try explaining this to your significant other. Good fucking luck.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long blouses and makeup to cover up bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for whatever. She let the law take it from there. But her walk right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne blew away from it later on a red eye midnight flight. She held Warner's hand as they worked out a plan, and it didn't take him long to decide that Earl had to die.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take one.
CITR's very first funding drive takes off on November 10th to the 24th. And, what the hell?
I think the turntable's broken. Let's try again with the CD player.
Sure.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take two.
CITR 101.9 FM presents its very first fun drive. It takes off on November 10th to the 20th. Mike, what the hell? I think the CD player just blew up.
Yeah, those old CD players will do that. Do you want to try another take with human beatboxing?
I guess.
CITR Funding Drive promo, take three.
From November 10th to the 24th, CITR 101.9 FM is embarking on its first funding drive. This is an opportunity for you, the listener, to help make CITR even better. Your donations will help us buy new equipment, make CITR more accessible online and on the FM dial, and generally increase CITR's awesomeness. After all, do you really want to hear any more PSAs that sound like this? God, stop!
Oh, okay. For more information, visit CITR.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. That was a PSA for our very first CITR fund drive starting Friday, aka tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, bright and early in the morning, we will begin our fund drive. And basically, we're asking for your support. We're asking for you to help out CITR because we've never done anything like this before. And if you've ever listened to my show, you know that crap goes wrong all the time. Stuff always breaks and it catches me off guard all the time. So, with your help, you can fix that because you know CITR needs to purchase new turntables, headphones, consoles, CD players, etc. Please help CITR refurbish our technical equipment because you know we need to if you've ever heard my show before. And it's not just you, it's not just giving money to CITR and not really seeing anything manifest from that, because if you do make a donation, you will get giveaways, prizes, and lots of free stuff, which is kind of awesome. You get friends cards, CDs, t-shirts, and every time you donate, you will be entered into a daily draw. And from this daily draw, you have the chance to win awesome prizes like gift certificates and concert tickets and other cool swag. So starting tomorrow, please tune in to CITR and get your wallets ready. Please, you know we need it. I just played Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, right? Yes, off of their newest album, Love Their Country. I'm sure they do. That was a cover of the Dixie Chicks' Goodbye, Earl. And one thing that I've noticed about, I don't really listen to a lot of country outside of, obviously, like Johnny Cash and alt-folk stuff, but just listening to the lyrics of that, and I was bored, I was watching the Country Music Television Network thingy, and I was watching a lot of Reba McEntire videos, and I noticed that a lot of country songs, kind of, their lyrics aren't very metaphorical, they tell just like a straightforward story, and sometimes those stories, like Goodbye Earl, are a bit more, I don't want to say, maybe graphic is the right word than I would expect from a band like the Dixie Chicks. Maybe I need to broaden my spectrum more and start listening to a bit more Reba and stop watching Reba, perhaps. That sounds like a good idea to me. And before Me First in the Gimme Gimmes, I played NOFX off of their newest album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing. That song was called Cool and Unusual Punishment. And prior to that, I played Vancouver's very own The Transmitters off of their Some Girls 7-inch. That was the single, the title track, Some Girls. And just a reminder, The Transmitters are playing the Morrissey Thursday, November 23rd, and that is going to be the Morrissey's 7th anniversary hullabaloo, shindig, party, bash, whatever you want to call it. There is no cover. So maybe you went to the Morrissey to check out the Transmitters, play with the Connives and Vancouver last time. And if you recall correctly, the Transmitters did not get to play because they were shut down by the feds and those cranky neighbors that thought we were making too much of a ruckus. And so this is your chance to see the Transmitters at the Morrissey. And I don't think any other bands are playing, so they're definitely going to get a chance to play this time. And there's going to be contests and food and just good times, I would have to say. Yes, yes. If you ever wanted to check out what I am playing on my show, I do that sucks. Sorry. I do post my playlists online every week at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you actually go to the CITR website, citr.ca, you can
What? Yes, you can download podcasts of my show every week just in case you miss it. Or maybe you love my show so much that you need a copy in digital form so that you can keep listening to it over and over again. But even I don't do that, so I don't know. It's all up to you. What do I have for you up next? Oh, you know, I haven't played this band in so long, and I love them so much. Who am I talking about? You know who I'm talking about. Did you notice how music was only coming out of one side of the stereo? I didn't realize that right away because only one set of speakers works here at CITR and only the right side works, and so it sounded all fine to me. We need new speakers. The fun drive starts tomorrow. But then I started looking at the needles and the sound levels and realized that the left side wasn't working at all, so I apologize for that. I don't know what went wrong, but like I said, crap always craps out on me. Awesome. But I still like the Ramones. This is the Angry Samoans.
There's nothing more you can leave behind, so forget about seeing. Get into your mind. Everything looks better when the world's black. Grab a fork, make it first attack. Lights out. Poke, poke, poke your eyes out. Lights out. Put a pen in your hand. Poke your eyes out. I can't see too well. What's it all about? Well, I don't know, man. Did you poke your eyes out? Sure thing. I did it today. It's time to get hip to the lights out way. Lights out. Poke, poke, poke your eyes out. Lights out. Let it go on the floor. Roll all around. If you poke too far, it reaches in front of your brain. Fuck in your mind. Drive you insane. Don't worry much. Just let it rip. Today your eyeballs to the lights out grip. Lights out. Put a pen in your hand. Poke your eyes out. Lights out. Poke, poke, poke your eyes out. Lights out. Put an axe in your hand. Poke your eyes out.
Didn't want to fall in love. They told me all those chores with the boys in the gun and the time when you gave the shove. But I felt real and I'm feeling fun. I guess maybe I'm the next in line. I guess I'm just another guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa. I guess this time I'm just running out of luck. Guy out of luck. Whoa, whoa. I guess this time
Yet on when the Bad Amps are playing their very last show, but don't worry, the minute I hear about it, you guys will know about it. But you can pick up their new and quite possibly last 7-inch ever, question mark. Just go on down to your local indie store, seek it out. It's indie record store, obviously. It's the what is it called? It's called the Two Face 7 single. Is it Two Face? Is it Two Face? I should really think about these things beforehand. Yes, I believe you get the song Two Face and also Molotov Milkshake. Yes. Yes, it's on Black Market Records and it's out now, so you can go buy that, which I am going to do soon. I'm done.
She got girls all over the world. She got men every now and then. We'll be right back.
The next band that I'm going to play is called the Ultimate Power Duo. But the funny thing is, you would think that there's two people in this band, but there are three. Oh, being a bit tricksy now. And the sticker, the little sticker, promo sticker on their CD says, recommended if you like the Ramones and Johnny Thunders. And you know what? I like the Ramones and I like Johnny Thunders, which leads me to believe that I will like this band.
5, 6, 7, 8!
Man, the awesome thing about Guitar Wolf is that no matter where I put the sound levels for that channel, the needles are always going to dip into the red just because they're so loud, much like how Dragon Force is so fast. But that's a completely different story. That was Guitar Wolf off of their album Love Rock. That song was called Midnight Blood Pump. And before that, I played the Ultimate Power Duo off of their album We're in Control Now. That song was called Buddy Holly Was the First Ramone. Do I agree? Not quite sure about that. I haven't thought too much about it. I probably shouldn't. Before that, I played Joan Jett and the Blackhearts off of their album Sinner. That song was called AC/DC. And prior to that, was that the... Yes, I played the Bad Amps, and that was a cover of the Pointed Sticks song, Out of Luck. Prior to that, the Angry Samoans off of the Unboxed set. That song was called Lights Out, and I started off that set with the Ramones off of their album Road to Ruin. That song was called She's the One. What do I have now? Do you want to win tickets to a show? Would you like to go to a show for free? I would assume that the answer is yes, because I can't see a lot of you going, huh, free? No, I'm not going to take your free tickets. Thanks, though. But I am giving away a pair of tickets for the Radio Rebellion Tour that is going down tomorrow evening at the Croatian Cultural Center. So it's an all-ages show, so you don't have to be 19 to phone in. But if you're not 19, you should probably be in school, right? What's the time now? Yeah. Whatever. But yes, tomorrow at the Croatian Cultural Center in Norma Jean are playing with Between the Buried and Me, Fear Before the March of Flames, Misery Signals, and like five other bands. It's going to be quite crazy. It starts really early, but that's only to accommodate the sheer amount, the big number of bands that are playing. I obviously cannot speak English today very well, but if you would like a pair of tickets to go to this show, you and a friend will be put on the guest list. Give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR, and I will send you off to that show for free. For free, as in you don't need money. Yes? How about some brand new Subhumans here on CITR?
Yeah.
far. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. That was the Dead Cats off of their album Feline 500. Yes? Was it 500? Yes. That song was called Hawaii. I like Hawaii. I've been there a few times, and I kind of miss it. Kind of like how I miss Los Angeles. Before that, I played the Subhumans off of their newest album, The New Dark Age Parade. That song is called Shut Your Eyes. And actually, that album reminds me, you know, My Chemical Romance put out a new album, and I don't want to sound like I'm ragging on them, because I'm not. They have a new album out called, like, The Black Parade or something, and I work at a record store, and new releases come out every Tuesday, and I worked the Monday before that, and we open until like 1 a.m. so that we can throw out the new releases Monday at midnight so that people will come in and buy them if they're super keen, you know, if they needed it a few hours earlier or whatever. And I was working the Monday night that we were releasing the new My Chemical Romance album, and I was fully expecting to see droves of like 12-year-old girls, not to make that generalization, but I've noticed that a lot of people that like My Chemical Romance tend to be young girls. Really, really screechy, squealy young girls. That's what I thought. So I expected a lot of people like that to come in and pick up the new My Chemical Romance that Monday that I was working. And when we put out all the CDs, and at midnight, no one really came in. It was really quiet, and I was kind of confused. I was like, maybe they just don't know about it. No, that's not possible. They're counting down or something. I know they are. And a few minutes later, I actually a big group of guys came in. No girls, guys. There's like 10 guys, and they must have been 16 years old or something like that. And the thing is, you can buy the regular CD by itself, or you can buy the box set, which is just a big for some price that I would never pay for a CD. You get the CD in a fancy box and a special limited edition book of, you know, photos that they took in the studio while they were recording that album and stuff. And this guy came in and said that he had reserved a copy of that box set. So I went to go look for it, found it, pulled it out, and then he asked me for a second copy of the box set. I said, sure, if you need two copies of it, there you go. Rang it up. He paid however much money it was. I gave him his stuff. And this is a part that I don't know if disturbs me is the word, maybe creeps me out. Maybe it's just because I have a problem with, like, I'm really protective of my personal space. I'm just kind of like, I'm not one of those people that can randomly hug people on the streets. But the minute I gave him the bag and stuff, he kind of squealed. He went, "Ee!" and leaned over to the counter and, like, gave me a big hug, because he was that excited about getting the brand new My Chemical Romance box set. Actually make that two copies. And so, I really don't know where I was going with that story. I guess I felt I just needed to tell somebody. Well, that was interesting. And before the Subhumans, I played Guitar Wolf off of their album Love Rock. That song was called Midnight Blood Pump. And yes, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, because I'm very diligent and I update that thing like every week. Yes, I do. But how about some shows coming up? Yes, in the near future that I know that you would love to check out. Maybe. I haven't updated this thing in a while, so it might be a bit dated. We'll see how this goes. Coming up November 9th, you can check out Guar with Municipal Waste and the Red Cord. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. That is today. That is tonight. So if you're doing nothing tonight and have a bit of extra cheddar to spend, perhaps you would like to go check out the freak show that is Guar live tonight at the Commodore. Tomorrow night, Between the Buried and Me, Norma Jean, Misery Signals, Fear Before the March of Flames, and a whole ton of other bands are playing at the Croatian Cultural Center. That is tomorrow, November 10th. Blind Guardian are coming to Vancouver with Leaves Eyes. November 14th at the Commodore Ballroom, Sparta are playing the same night, November 14th at Richards on Richards. And there were other shows going on. I think The Living End's coming soon, but I didn't write that down. And you'll notice by the Trail of Dead's coming to Vancouver with the Blood Brothers. And Celebration December 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Yeah, I really should do a bit more research before doing my show. I will fully admit that to you right now. But what else was I going to tell you? The new Discorder is out. Yes, it's free. It is CITR's monthly newspaper, magazine, whatever you want to call it, and you can pick it up anywhere around the Lower Mainland. And I highly recommend doing so because this month's issue is just jam-packed full of pretty photos, nice illustrations, and meaty articles. Meat. Speaking of meat, meat reminds me of metal. I have some metal to play for you right now. This is the second coming of Metallica, aka Trivium, on CITR.
Let's show the world we've had. They can see that the world.
Sorry, I had to. They were just so cute. Guys are so cool. They're like this instrumental surf garage rock band. They're called the Mag 7. This album's called The Future Is Ours, if you can count. The song that I'm playing right now is called Poonzilla, and the one that I played before that was called I Drive Like Steve McQueen. Before that, I played Slumber Party off of their album Music. That song's called Boys and Girls. And I started off that set with Trivium off of The Crusade. That song was called Anthem. We are something long. We are the flame or something like that. Flame. Oh, hey-o. Robin is in the house. He's coming up next to the Ink Studs, and he's dropping it like it's hot.
God, I hope not.
God, okay. Apparently not.
You don't have to do that.
Really? Can you, though? Can you? Okay. It's not for children's eyes. Okay, let's not go there. Yeah, the Ink Studs are coming next, so stay tuned for that. Thank you very much to everyone that listened and phoned in today. You can check out my playlists online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. That's it. Stay tuned for the CITR's first ever fun drive starting bright and early tomorrow morning. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there, Robin?
Yes.
Just say yes. Just say yes and make it seem like we're all very active members of this community.
We put the fun in fun drive.
Okay, I'm totally going to go now.